This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It is, however, I think he's got a lot of people who agree with him.
Clearly a lot of people who agree that perhaps you should stay off Twitter, including Newt Gingrich and others who said that's not the best idea. But on this particular point, Charles.
I don't understand why people are getting scandalized. Yes, it was ill-advised. Yes, it's unconstitutional. He was expressing what I think 90% of Americans think. And what Scalia himself, who was with the majority in saying it was unconstitutional, to prosecute anybody, Scalia himself said, if it was up to me, I'd put him in jail. So I would advise the left not to take the bait on this. But Trump put a very large piece of cheese out there, and if the left wants to go after him on the burning of the flag, they're going to lose. He didn't say, I'm going to change the law or upend the Constitution. If he says that, then we can have an all-out argument on that. This is an expression of his sentiment because of an incident that happened in Massachusetts, and let it go.
So I hope, Mr. President, that we can pass a law that criminalizes flag burning and desecration. I agree that this burning, this desecration that can happen to our flag is something that people have a right to ask this body to try to prohibit and prevent.
Well, hey, you can't help but agree with her, Scott, on that. And, you know, and what Charles Krautheimer is saying is that the general sentiment in our country is that we take this personal. And if you think not, then, you know, let's have a conversation with the NFL and see what's going on. People are turned off by what is being demonstrated. You've got the freedom to express, so and we have the freedom to express our distaste for it. And we will choose to not participate. We'll be turned off. We're not interested in the 49ers. And so we just either watch another football game or not watch football at all. And, you know, some families are finding out that with that extra time, they're enjoying, you know, being together and, you know, going to a movie and things like that. So, you know, this might be a good thing. I think it's good to have this debate. Let us know your thoughts at B. Martinez Live. Chime in. You know, what do you think? But the majority of Americans, based on everything that's surveyed, says enough of this stuff. And as I mentioned, you know, I think part of the part of it, what is influencing this certainly is what's happening on the college campuses, what's being indoctrinated, this anti-American sentiment. Wow, you know, now America is waking up as a result of the Trump election and saying, hey, it's okay. It is more than okay to be patriotic, to appreciate what this country is all about. Are we perfect? No, nobody's claiming any kind of perfection here whatsoever. That's not what the flag represents. But for many, what the flag represents is what their family members died for. And the freedom and liberties that we enjoy today, the freedom and liberties that these students, even college professors, are so misinformed and disconnected, you know, from the majority of America that says, look at that flag is special. It represents, you know, something important to me. It is a family heirloom, you know, our greater country's family heirloom that we hold near and dear. There's nothing wrong with that. I will continue to hold to that. And I know many of you feel the same way. And when I do that, I think of my father and my brothers who served this country and myself and those that, you know, whose grave markers line parts of the world there in, you know, whether it's Normandy or here in the United States or in Japan, that represent bravery, that represent the fighting spirit of America you know, just the endless adjectives that you could use in heartfelt, you know, respect for all that they gave for us to enjoy the liberties that we do. That's why we respect the flag.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
It's all the things that are important that have an influence on the trajectory of our future, the future of not only our very own lives, but that of our families, our kids, our grandkids. I'll tell you, I think we're on the verge of, you know, considering a new America, an exciting America, a productive America once again, as people are just waiting for, you know, have been waiting for a long time for these, you know, government regulations to get out of the way and, you know, for us to be encouraged to dream big dreams again. And I am encouraged, I got to tell you, by the stories I'm hearing around the country, how, you know, even with our, you know, discussion yesterday with Bank of America, small business activity. People are talking about, hey, it's time. I'm ready to start this new business. And that's why I keep insisting that people are at the starting line. And I feel for, you know, some people that are going to miss the bus. Because they're caught up in all the wrong things and all the noise of this culture. And I think it's time to call the question on this, and that we need to consider what is adding and what's taking away from the proposition that it can be a better tomorrow for ourselves and our family. You know, the stories to this point, the stories seem more prevalent today. And we're going to talk sports here for just a moment. You know, and you seem to hear them again increasingly. You got coaches and parents pushing kids to the point of burnout before high school. Parents fighting with referees and umpires. Coaches berating kids in front of teammates and parents, and even kids using performance-enhancing drugs. Well, we have with us renowned sports psychologist Dr. Andrew Jacobs. He, along with longtime Major League pitcher Jeff Montgomery and Hall of Fame swimming coach Peter Malone, have seen firsthand the issues that are making youth sports increasingly difficult for parents, coaches, officials, especially kids, to navigate. Jacob's clients, who range from elementary school to professional athletes, regularly talk to him about burnout even before high school, if you can imagine that. Montgomery, who almost walked away from baseball after 4 years in the minor leagues, stuck with it and went on to become a three-time American League All-Star in 1993, American League Reliever of the Year during a 13-year Major League career. He learned about today's win-at-all-cost mentality while coaching youth baseball for almost a decade. And Peter Malone, I'll give you a little bit about his background and worldview. Coached more than 10,000 swimmers during his 44-year career. During his last 35 years of coaching, he was the general manager and head coach of the Kansas City Blazers, a program featuring swimmers from recreational to Olympic levels. Dr. Andrew Jacobs, good to have you with us here on Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm great, Bill. How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for coming on to talk about this. You know, while America has been busy about other things, you're right. I mean, what is happening, you know, with our kids? And we've seen this growing epidemic of, you know, parents and coaches vicariously living through these kids and, you know, I mean, taking them to levels that are just, you know, ridiculous.
Yeah, you're right. And I've hosted a radio show here in Kansas City for the last 25 years, Bill, and I've been talking about this on my show, and over the last 5 to 10 years, I'm getting more and more people calling my show and asking me, Doc, how can I deal with my son's crazy coach, or my daughter's coach screams at her when she strikes out? What's wrong with that? Or why are the parents in the stands screaming when somebody messes up? There's more and more pressure today on kids to succeed and to win. And the whole idea of fun and playing and learning and growing and enjoying the experience has gone out the window because of parents living, as you mentioned, living through their kids.
Yeah. Well, I got to tell you, the mantra that my dad taught us and we held to was, if you don't have anything good to say, don't say a thing. That was it. End of story. I mean, he didn't, you know, it was a short statement. It didn't go any further than that. And he would correct us if we thought we had any ground whatsoever to stand on criticizing a fellow teammate at any level. That decorum is out the door and people are out of control. Coaches, sadly, you know, again, you know, they need to be called on this. This is ridiculous. And especially when you have grown men, where we've seen on videos of them getting in fights over things like this. I mean, it's disgusting.
I gave a speech last night, Bill, to a baseball and softball academy, and one of the things I always tell parents and coaches, is, especially the coaches of youth sport teams, bring a bag of Tootsie Pops or lollipops to the game and hand them out to all the parents.
Yeah.
And that was the exact response I got last night.
Yes.
I mentioned that, and everybody started laughing, and then one guy raised his hand and said, Doc, you're right, because everybody's got something to say, and it's always negative about somebody else's kid.
Yeah.
And I said, well, the problem is everybody's got an opinion in the stands. And so in our book, Just Let Them Play, Bill, we talk about the athletic box. Everybody has a role. There's the parent, there's the coach, there's the athlete, there's the official.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all directed towards the athlete.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I have a saying, a good coach is a good psychologist, a bad coach needs a sports psychologist.
Yeah, right.
And good coaches need to check their egos at the door. Because the problem is, it becomes about the adults, not the kids. The kids should play sports to have fun, grow, learn, understand what success and failure are about, winning and losing are about as they get older. But more importantly, enjoy the experience and have a good time with it. And the problem we've got today, from so many perspectives, is that the adults want to win. They want to win a championship with six-year-olds. And that's ridiculous, because it shouldn't be about that. It should be about the experience and what they've learned about getting better and self-improvement. And also, we don't teach kids today how to fail, Bill. And that's a big issue we talk about in our book. That our third chapter is called Embracing Failure Can Lead to Fun.
Mm-hmm.
Because kids today don't know how to lose and lose gracefully and lose the right way, because we're all going to screw up and fail at something, and you've got to learn how to do it at a young age.
Right. And you gotta learn and embrace the lesson that comes from that loss. Pat Riley, in his book, you know, that was out, I don't know, it seems like 20 years ago, maybe not that long, but it just seems that way, in Showtime, you know, he talked about, you know, losing and how, you know, in the run that the Los Angeles Lakers, the basketball team, enjoyed, you know, that it was hard. It was hard when they had to deal with adversity, but they learned from that. And that's what added to, you know, their exceptional ultimate results.
You're right. Let me ask you a question. You mentioned your father. Did he coach you when you were younger?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. What was the biggest lesson you think you gained from him, from what he taught you?
I'd say, number one, just he enjoyed the game. We had a love for the game. And so anything that took away from that love of the game, you know, I would say it was three things. The love of the game, being humble. We didn't criticize. You know, one time, I'll never forget, my brother got a little cocky. My dad stopped him short in his steps really quick. And the other thing, as I said before, the third thing was, if you don't have anything good to say, don't say anything.
Well, your dad taught you some good values. And unfortunately, a lot of people today don't understand what those things mean, because it's about the results. And that one of the problems we have with youth sports today is we're, you know, someone's making money, Bill, on youth sports. And
right.
it's the leagues, it's the people who make the uniforms, the trophies, the equipment. You know, it's become a huge business. And a few weeks ago, I got a call from a therapist in New York asking me about 2 3-year-old clients, the parents of 3-year-old clients that she
3-year-olds.
Had. 3-year-olds. Well, the parents were the clients, not the 3-year-olds. But
yeah, no, but still.
The question was, and it was 2 separate people, didn't know each other, should they enroll their child in a soccer league at 3? Not learning how to play soccer, in a league.
Yes.
And my advice to her was tell those parents to run. Don't walk as fast as you can away from the people who asked you to do that.
Exactly. Well, congratulations, Doc, on the book, Just Let Them Play. It is something we need to consider. Great advice there, especially for, you know, parents that have kids that, you know what, they want to play, right?
Yeah, they sure do. They just want to go out and have fun and enjoy the experience, and they don't care about the wins and losses as much as the parents do.
Exactly. Dr. Andrew Jacobs, I'm Bill Martinez live. Thank you, Doc. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Whether you're joining us, you know, online or any one of the 280-plus affiliates around the country or around the world via shortwave, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Tony Zito, CEO of Rakuten Marketing, is with us. We're going to be talking about the biggest shopping weekend of the year, almost here. And this year, sales on mobile devices are expected to hit an all-time high with a 47% projected growth rate. This is according to Rakuten Marketing, a global leader in digital marketing technology. As I mentioned, Tony Zito, CEO of Rakuten Marketing, is here to break it all down for us. Tony, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Thank you. Very good. Thank you.
Well, first, let's talk about consumers' online behavior and shopping habits over this past Thanksgiving weekend.
Well, certainly a lot of interesting dynamics. An extended shopping period we saw this year, the Cyber Monday and Black Friday shopping habits shift to Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, the evening in particular on Thanksgiving was really strong, and even the Wednesday before, we saw an increased amount of research on mobile phones happening prior to Thanksgiving as well, almost three times the amount of browsing on mobile devices leading up to the weekend, which was a pretty strong indication that we were going to see strength. Over the weekend, which we did. But we're seeing that cyber experience extending dramatically. It used to just be a Cyber Monday thing, and now it's really become a full, almost a full week of deals and offers and aggressive shopping online.
Well, consumers have been trained accordingly, and with them having the power of information available, you know, sometimes they're starting early to get the information, get their ducks lined up in a row. And if the companies are offering incentives, hey, look at there's a lot of gold in them dar hills, as they say, right?
Yeah, consumers can save a lot of money by looking ahead. A lot of retailers, I think even more so this year, were aggressive about posting their offers and deals in advance of the days. And as a result, particularly with the usage of smartphones and the ease of use of smartphones, those two things combined have made it really easy for consumers to find what they want. And then you layer in things like Apple Pay and Google Wallet, and it's pretty easy to buy something online now and have a positive sort of frictionless experience.
Exactly.
It's having a big impact. Yeah.
And you can almost do that in between the arguments of Thanksgiving dinner, right? Just teasing.
Yeah. You certainly can.
Well, can you share some of the data you collected, Tony, from Black Friday and Cyber Monday?
Sure. Well, we did see, you know, big days in fashion and luxury apparel. That was probably the most dramatic year-over-year increase, where we saw numbers ranging, depending on the retailer, as high as 51% year-over-year growth for some retailers in that category. And then even in beauty products in that particular segment or category, 90% increase year-over-year in beauty-related products. So it's not only, an increase in buying on mobile, but in general, certain products that maybe consumers had historically felt like they needed to buy offline or in-store are now seeing success with pure online shopping.
Mm-hmm. Tony,
that's been an interesting trend.
Right. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's been an interesting trend, and then I think you can, like we talked about before, when you combine that with the better mobile experience in general, it starts to make sense why fashion, high-end fashion, and beauty products would find their way into that mix.
Well, and that's what I was going to have you expand a little bit on right there, and that is more and more people are shopping on their phones, and the reason why, as you mentioned, it's just becoming easier, and it's pretty effective, and not to mention the fact that the consumer is becoming more and more adept at utilizing their mobile devices, aren't they?
They are. The last 2 years, we saw significant increases in traffic, but the actual consumers buying things on their mobile devices was not aligned with that traffic. So we saw, you know, in the 40 to 50% year-over-year increase in visits to websites via mobile devices over the past 3 years, every year. But then we would see just slight increases, 10, 15% in actual purchases. This year, with larger screen formats and retailers getting more savvy at providing a good experience for the consumer, we saw that dramatic increase, 31% of purchases happened on mobile devices. And that was a substantial step forward for mobile.
Well, you have everything improving, including the apps from different retailers, much more user friendly, and it's kind of like retail, and you know have kind of stepped up and realized what their consumer wants and how to get in front of this this wave of consumerism, hasn't it?
Has. And it, you know, changing consumer behaviors. The other area that is exploding in terms of growth is social media channels. Mm-hmm. Whether it's Facebook or Pinterest, those are new environments for consumers to discover products and deals and offers and for brands to engage with consumers directly. That's having an impact on consumers' behavior as well, and the majority of that is happening on mobile devices.
Mm-hmm. So where are the consumers turning for inspiration for their gift season, you know, the gifts this season, you know, the ideas and suggestions in that? Where are you finding them?
Well, there's a lot of publishers who specialize in aggregating deals. There are tons of them, especially around this weekend, but where we're finding, where we're seeing the most activity are actually on sites like Ebates, where you get cash back or some, you know, a reward site, if you will, where you can do some shopping, but they're really more shopping on a deal basis as opposed to a product basis. Mm-hmm. So they're investigating what types of discounts they can get and how much cash back they can get, and then making purchasing decisions from there. And that's an interesting trend as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, Tony, you know, with this past weekend, you know, was Cyber Monday, as you mentioned, a lot of increased activity on the Internet with retail purchases. How are the brick-and-mortar sales going by comparison? Are they at just as good, or are they a little bit better than last year as well?
I think the digital channels are taking directly from the brick and mortar channels. So you may have read a lot about this over the weekend, that the Black Friday numbers were for brick and mortar were less than exciting, and I think majority of people attribute that to the outstanding performance in digital. So you can't have a 41% increase in sales online without it.
Exactly.
Without it impacting the brick and mortar stores.
Well, we know the number one weekend is right before Christmas. We consumers, we put everything off at the last minute. I guess maybe it's just the thrill of victory of being able to accomplish the last minute shopping. And of course that happens Christmas weekend, the weekend leading up to it. So what do you see in terms of the forecasts for December holiday spending predictions?
Yeah, I think we expect to see the same type of growth that we saw over the weekend. So I think it will be a very strong December. The things that I expect retailers to be really good at this year to help drive that are increased number of retailers adopting pick and ship, so being able to buy something online and then physically go pick it up from the store.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also see an increase in free shipping, right, even on short timelines. So you get now these retailers that are...
Well, Tony, I'm sorry, we're all out of time. I appreciate the information.
No,
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu, but you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shoot yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
If you want term life insurance, call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Want to see what you'd look like if you had a flatter belly? Now's your chance, because for a limited time, we're giving away free trials of Somabiotics, the new discovery that flattens bloated bellies fast. But hurry and call now while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-917-3929. Strict limit of one free trial per household. These free trials are reserved for anyone, male or female, who's looking for maximum belly flattening in minimum time. Somabiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly? Now's your chance. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving these trials of Somabiotics away for free. 1-800-917-3929. That's 1-800-917-3929. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-917-3929.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
We're going to sing all 22 verses here, Scott. Hey, welcome back, America. Bill Martinez. It's 28 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, I love Christmas music. It's the songs of the season that just make it so bright and cheery. Michael Dougherty is with us right now. I want to bring him on. Senior writer for Cyber Defense Magazine, board member at Snoop, while the global leader in affordable breach prevention. Michael, how you doing?
I'm doing well. I got to take it real quick on memory lane. If you really want to inflame people, you might want to look up Neil Bortz's 12 Days of Kwanzaa.
Yes.
And play that on your radio station, and you will get all sorts of responses.
Yeah, we love Neil. Gosh, we haven't talked to him in quite a while. I think he's still buzzing around the country in his motorhome, and I keep telling him I'm going to hook up with him. We got to meet up and have some fun together.
Well, did you see he put out a tweet yesterday? It was a fall cover of the New York Times, Trump's office, and the headline said, Donald Trump forces black family out of home. It's a picture of the White House and the Obamas. It was
hilarious. That's funny. That is funny. Leave it to him. Well, hey, Michael, you know, it is the season to be hacked and hacking and all this good stuff. And, you know, that's, you know, probably the new song that's going on. We made it through Black Friday, Cyber Monday. People are, you know, as a result, you know, of just being aware. You know, we talked last week about the hacking that's taking place. That's, you know, that's part of it. I mean, there's hacking all over the place. And according to Jill Stein, it even invaded the ballot box this year.
Well, Jill Stein is, like most people that are in desperate situations, is going to throw whatever she can for attention and money, and politicians do that to raise dollars by raising fear. And, you know, I'm glad she got it late. I'm glad she showed her craziness late, because she funneled 50,000 votes from Hillary, and so Trump has won those states. But, you know, as we've known from the beginning, there's nothing founded on this. It is nothing more than a ploy. When you see the White House run away from it, and the desperate Clintons go for it, they're going to embarrass themselves, especially when in Michigan it's costing the taxpayers $3.5 million for this.
Yes.
And this, it's no joke. These, you know, if you want to throw a temper tantrum and create expensive loopholes, then, you know, write your own check.
Right.
But don't put it on the back of the taxpayer. So, you know what? This could be in the long run sort of a good thing for the general populace to understand once again the desperate times of that politicians will say anything. And they'll use anything, including hacking, including you know, the birth of a child. And,
yeah, right. Exactly.
I mean, there is no boundary.
Right. Right. Yes. And the thing is, you know, about, as you say, I mean, comically, and this is comedic, that Jill Stein raises more money for a recount movement than her own campaign. What does that tell you about the substance of her campaign and the message that she was putting out there?
Chamber, that subgroup of people that are still freaking out, and it's falling away, but you get those hardcore people that are just in this, like the Elizabeth Kubler-Ross five stages of death and dying, and they're just not going to change. Now they're now they've already gone hysterical with crazy things, you know, about Trump, like he hasn't had a press conference, and it kills me, because then he scheduled a press conference. I mean, their credibility's lost, and
right.
It's nice that we're all starting to move on.
This guy was he was the head, the captain of press conferences. He didn't need to. I like what he did last time in putting out a video. I mean, get it away from the media. Don't let them throw in their 2 cents. They can throw their 2 cents after the fact, but here is his, you know, his video explaining what he's going to do in his first 100 days of office. You hear it all in context from his mouth, his lips to your ears, and you decide for yourself. You know, why should he entrust his message with a media that carried the water for Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama to such a degree that they deluded us, whether it's on health care, whether it had to do with Benghazi, on and on. I mean, hey, look, let's have truth in the media, and one way to get it is to, you know, circumvent them until they change their evil ways.
And that's going to take a long time, and to be proactive on that attack that you hear them bemoaning, Obama did this as well. This was not some sort of Trump strategy invention.
Right.
And so, you know, this is what's good for the goose is good for the gander. But, you know, as I heard Tucker Carlson talk about on Sunday, how the media has done their own suicide and how they talk about alternative and fake news, but they were the biggest
example
of fake news.
Well, this whole deal goes round and round. I mean, it's one big square dance, because even, you know, the question of the system being rigged and, you know, people dying and voting and all this stuff. You know, there's a lot of anecdotal and a lot of urban legend with all this stuff. And is there some veracity to it? Probably there's some. But Donald Trump helped whip this stuff up. So he's kind of created his own Frankenstein here a bit. And so maybe out of it, after it's all said and done, we'll have some, you know, maybe a true study on it. Because somewhere between, you know, all these illegal votes that have taken place, and then you got the former attorney general insisting that there's no voter fraud whatsoever, that it is a false flag, and it just doesn't exist. I mean, are you kidding me? We know that exists, but we just don't know to what degree. And maybe we need to, you know, do a proper study on it. You know, this is dynamic, so they're always going to find new ways, especially when you interview, you know, operatives from the Democratic Party. You catch them with their hands in the cookie jar, and they're saying, hey, we've been busing people for 50 years. We've been doing this, and we're not about to stop now, right?
That is going to be the most effective way to cheat and not get caught.
Yes.
And this is the double-edged sword of cybersecurity, is while you bring the more electronic we get, the more centralized cheaters can impact and have bigger impact, but they also can get caught very easily in the long run because you leave fingerprints, which is what Hillary Clinton didn't know with her servers. But when they bust people in, it's tough to chase that, especially when you have a look-the-other-way attorney general like Eric Holder. But these things are changing now when you're going to have someone like Jeff Sessions. And, you know, you watch these ballots being counted that are paper. I mean, paper's slow.
Right.
But paper is safe.
Yes, right.
And so they're just this, again, slow down the game. Look at these politicians bang at the moon. All they're doing is manipulating their constituents. Shame on them. That's why you should cross over constituents.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Well, Michael, let me bring up this deal. You know, Trump has insisted, you know, I don't know where he got the number, but he's, you know, his finger's in the air, and he goes, well, it feels like 3 million. I mean, it sounds like almost the number that Barack Obama uses when he talks about unemployment. You know, he just sticks his finger up in the air and comes up with the numbers. Okay, yeah, I think we can convince him here. But we have 3 million illegal votes. I mean, we know California has been rampant with illegal voting forever. And then, of course, you have the president telling them to go ahead, you know, whether you're legal or not, go ahead and vote. Governor Brown in California, I mean, you know, this, I'm in California right now, and it is bizarre at every turn, you know, what is happening in this state. I mean, the people have lost their state to this single party commandeering that has taken place here, and the Democrats have run the state into the ground, and Jerry Brown with a straight face tells everybody, oh yeah, we've created all these new jobs. Well, what about the ones you gave away and you kicked out the boundary and sent over to Texas? You know, you're not even a net neutral right now.
Well, you're right. You know, it begs the question, how much trust can be violated before the dots are connected by the public? It is pretty darn amazing. I mean, you know, we had the rural areas that voted for Obama for one or two elections go red, but you look at the hardcore narrow crowds of New York and California, and you're wondering, like, what's going on? It's groupthink. You know, it is media suppression. It is walls of information. It's a culture that has to get permeated. That just, I don't know how much homelessness and problems you have to have, but it is a dependency culture that's been created. I mean, there are people that are just so excited. I know I was in Culver City, and they were all fired up because the government's going to pay them to rip out their lawn and change their plants. And I'm like, what? I do not want to pay property taxes for your landscaping.
Exactly.
I think that's just great.
Oh, yeah, they love that kind of stuff. 18 before the top of the hour right now. We've got more from Michael Dougherty after this. Stay with us, America.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
How would you like to pay less taxes? Listen, there are two things every American's going to do in their lifetime: die and pay taxes. If you want to live longer, exercise and eat right. We really can't help you much there. But we can help you pay less taxes. If the IRS claims you owe them 10 grand or more in back taxes, you've got two choices. First, you pay them exactly what they want. Wrong answer. Second choice, you call my friends at the Tax Relief Line. They'll call the IRS for you and help you pay less. In some cases, a lot less. They have a track record of saving their clients thousands of dollars. Listen, if you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, call now and see how much we can save you. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. That's 866-657-8520.
Maryland Butterfamous Holiday Ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu, but you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shoot yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Bill Martinez live.
Merry Christmas, movie house! Merry Christmas, Emporium! Merry Christmas, you wonderful Billy Alone!
Merry Christmas, filthy animal. And a happy new year.
Filthy, what would you like for Christmas?
Horrified, I heard myself blurted out.
I want an official Red Rocker Cup of Action 2-inch earrings while errant. No, shoot your eye out.
Oh, no, it was the classic mother BB gun block. You'll shoot your eye out.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Oh, the classic mother BB gun block. Michael Dory, were you ever BB gun blocked?
No.
Didn't experience that.
No,
but
I think most of it.
I think most of us could relate to that, though. Nonetheless, gosh, what a great movie. Good fun. And this is, you know, the fun time of year. You know what's so neat about watching those old movies is people said Merry Christmas without hesitation, and just with love and spirit. And I could only hope that maybe we return. I say to people, look at no offense intended. It's a blessing. Merry Christmas to you. You know, and you can take it however way you want to mean it. I don't want to civilly violate you in any way whatsoever. I'm just blessing you for the holiday.
Well, you have been in California too long. I mean, I live in Georgia.
Yes.
So I can say it all day long. I don't preface it.
Yeah.
It's just like, and I still did that with all my clients and yeah. Everything else. I mean, it just was like, well, whatever. I mean, you know, if anyone's going to be offended by that, I think that is that bellwether crowd. And I just,
Yeah, it is California. It's bizarre. And I mean, I really feel for the kids here in the retail areas because, you know, these young kids that, you know, this is their first or second job. And corporately, they've been told you can't respond. And they want to respond just out of, you know, some of them out of instinct. But they've been told, you know, hey, don't, you know, if you respond back, you know, they can say Merry Christmas to you. But, you know, you can smile or whatever. But don't, you know, don't you dare say Merry Christmas back. You know, like that's going to be a problem or something.
And those kids, that is such a vulnerable time for them to develop their sense of free thought. And that's the terrible part about it is when you let, I was really lucky as a kid that my parents allowed us, and I didn't realize at the time, to go to different churches,
right,
you know, and to experience different things. Because I'm half Mutt and half Greek Orthodox. You know, and those, you look back now in adulthood and you realize the freedom to observe. And I was never told what to think about the Baptist Church or the Catholic Church or the Greek Orthodox Church, although my mother had a few comments about the Greek Orthodox Church. But you still, you know, you could discuss it.
Yes, right, exactly.
It wasn't gun to the head or this is what you do. It wasn't walking on eggshells, and that's the problem. It's like you teach people to think a certain way, then you teach them that, you know, people should be penalized if they don't think the right way. And people confuse that thinking, I'm not saying it's okay to be criminal. You know, you can have religious freedom, but there is a line. You don't get to use religion as an excuse to hide behind and be a terrorist.
Right.
You know, there's a line. But there's not a lot of lines other than those type of extremes.
Well, and the thing is that, look, we've exercised ourselves in such a way, whipped ourselves into a frenzy, and we've done nothing. And this is why, you know, it is refreshing. You see what's happening with Donald Trump, not only here in America, but around the world. Michael, look what's happening in the stock market. Look what other countries are doing as a result of Donald Trump. But yet, you know, Hillary Clinton, progressives, Barack Obama said, oh, this was going to be a mess. You know, everything was going to unwind. And, you know, we're just going to go to hell in a handbasket. But yet the opposite is being demonstrated here. And meanwhile, you got Donald Trump, you know, sticking to his knitting and putting together his administration, working hard. I mean, being a representative, I think for all people who work hard and say, hey, this is the president of the United States. This guy operates on maybe 3-4 hours of sleep on a good night, and he's off and rolling. He's got his sleeves rolled up. He's got you know, the pedal to the metal, and he is blasting away. And I say, good for him. And
he's having fun.
Exactly. And that's what this is all about. And this
awesome.
This is what we can have is that, you know, there has to be that voice, Michael, that comes out to say, look, enough of this stuff. You know, you've exercised yourself for a couple of decades. You've got nothing. We got $20 trillion in debt. You've missed out on life, things that you could have learned along the way and be better off as a result of it. You've ignored and abandoned, and now here we are. You've got a do-over. So what are you going to do about it?
And then watch the implosion of the temper tantrums and the vitriol. I mean, there's still, I have a broad swath of friends on Facebook, and I will tell you, people are on the left are just in some sort of panic. It's sad to see, but it's good to see because the discussion's happening, forced discussions, and powers that have been built on fear. The classic thing that socialism, all these countries like Venezuela and Cuba and all those in North Korea, they're all built on, we're going to seduce the vote out of you, we're going to take care of you, we're going to take care of your survival and health care, which is the same as what they give you in prison, but no one seems to connect that dot. And then you'll be fine. And we've got so many, we don't have any examples where that's worked.
Yeah.
None.
Exactly. Well, with the health care that they give you in prison, you got all the time in the world to wait, you see. And you just queue up. It's just another queue, you know, that you stand in line here. And for our vets, everything that's socialized, that's what's happening. I don't know if I told you, but my son has gone through quite an experience here. He was in a terrible motorcycle accident. That's why I'm here in California. I've become a caretaker. I'm not a caretaker, but I'm becoming one. And my respect for caretakers has risen exponentially, as you can imagine. But he has had to deal with, you know, Barack, you know, the Obama Obamacare, and the way they've treated him and mistreated him. It is amazing. He goes, Dad, I'm a human being. I said, well, this is what, you know, your generation has voted for, that what you guys wanted, and you're treated like this. And guess what? This is just the beginning if Obamacare is to continue.
And And that's because it is sad for him, and and he could use it in a positive later, experience that younger, because it's the perfect storm for politicians to exploit, because just because we're patients doesn't mean we know a lot about medicine. And do you have something extreme happen to you? And usually extreme things happen when you're older and
yes.
you get a real chronic disease. Anyone can handle health care for colds and flu. That is not what we're talking about. It's what it's going. Your son's going through. And we have a very uneducated public, not stupid, uneducated.
Right.
And so it sounds good, and they don't have experience, so they get schnookered. And that's why stories like your son are important to tell other people, because we have a bunch of people that don't have medical experience controlling medicine. No wonder it's a fiasco.
Right, exactly. And it's all, you know, it is all measured out. You know, find a line, you know, queue up in the line, and you got to understand the system to make sure it works for you. And even then, it is a mere shell of what you and I grew up with. But I told him, I said, David, you got to appreciate for this that this is why you work hard, so that you don't have to rely on the government to give you something that you yourself could earn. And, you know, not only for yourself, I go, this is you going through it. Can you imagine if you were there and you're watching your wife and your children going through this? How would this make you feel?
You know, and what you say reminds me of the irony of the wealthy from Latin America and Cuba. And where do you think the wealthy Venezuelans go? Miami.
Mm-hmm.
And what do? They pay cash.
First.
Or they go to the Mayo Clinic in Jacksonville or Minnesota. I mean, the people with the power in those socialistic and communist countries, they're not in that healthcare pool that Michael Moritz thinks is so wonderful.
Right, exactly.
No, they whip out the cash. And it's a submarket, especially in South Florida.
Well, unless you can get a deal like our politicians have, and that is you get exonerated, you know, from Obamacare, and you've got this golden parachute that, oh, yeah, you and I are paying for.
And that is laid right on the foot of the media. Journalists that have no experience in medicine either, thinking that they're helping people with this good idea, they are just multiplying the danger, and they've got that blood on their hands because they so suppress the information of the reality. It's all in what they don't tell you, don't report.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they know, and it's shocking when these people are proved wrong. We used to assume they would right themselves when proved wrong, but they go quiet.
Mm-hmm. Well, Michael, to wrap up this, you know, here you are, the cybersecurity expert. It is a season when people pull out the credit cards and they're buying online. We just came off of Cyber Monday. The cyber, the online activity, purchasing activity will continue. Of course, people are going to hit the malls even still. The brick and mortar will continue strong, especially that last weekend leading to Christmas, which is the number one retail weekend in the country. What's your advice to people, in how they should protect themselves?
Well, this is the time for we have cyber petty thieves, like, you know, always worrying about pickpocketing when you're traveling overseas. These are cyber pickpockets, and they come out like crazy because tons of people that usually don't shop are shopping online. And so just really, if you have to use a debit card, only use it if you have to, because that's like cash and your defenses are gone. So use a credit card. Don't click on stuff. The rules haven't changed. The vast majority of these thefts are not from sophisticated software that you don't understand. The vast majority is that people are fooling you. They have copied desktops. They've copied logos. They say click here. Don't click there. Use your charge card. You know, don't open things from people you don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
And, your odds of being taken advantage of are really, really low.
Yeah. You know,
and
Michael, you talk.
Merry Christmas.
You know, yeah, really, exactly. And you talk about people being picked by. I'm hearing stories, particularly around Trump Tower of all places, where people are getting their pockets picked. In New York, and we're heading there next week, so we're going to be batting down, you better believe it, you know?
That's right.
So,
charge.
Well, like you say, it's the season, and they're out there praying on We the People. So be situationally aware and be careful. And great advice here, Michael Dougherty. Appreciate you being with us. Michael is a senior writer for Cyber Defense Magazine, also author of The Devil Inside the Beltway, the shocking expose of U.S. government surveillance and overreach into cybersecurity, medicine, and small business. Michael, thank you so much. It's Bill Martinez. We're live at a couple of minutes before the top of the hour right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.